There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The founder of Rhodes Precious Metals Consultancy is with us in the studio. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So gold, another six-year high at the back end of last week, $1,534 an ounce. What's the story behind the number?
It goes back to the start of August when Donald Trump ramped up the trade war spat with China, which coincided with the Fed cutting interest rates and gave gold a significant boost. And we saw the price rally from probably around $1,350 to a high of $1,535 last week. You know, quite an incredible rally and lots of things going on. It's almost a perfect storm in favour of gold at the moment. And Richard, I think the key factor that happened last week, something close to your heart as an economist, was the inversion of the US Treasury yield curve and the 10-year yield falling below the 2-year for the first time since 2007. Now that's a big deal, really. I mean, we can talk about the Fed, you know, cutting interest rates by 25 basis points or hiking by 25 basis points. When you get this inversion of the yield curve, it happens rarely and it signals bad times ahead. Now, is it just man-made? Well, all recessions are man-made, but the signals are not good. And when you look at the gold price this year, Richard, despite the fact that the dollar is up a couple of percent, the Dow Jones is 10% higher, gold is up 18%. When you've got a strong dollar, strong equity market, gold's up 18%. I think it's telling you something.
Well, the inverted yield curve is credited with predicting every recession since World War II. What's the correlation with gold been since that time, Jeff? Well,
I think probably you'll find from World War II, of course, gold was $35 an ounce fixed until 1971. But definitely it is that safe haven where people go to when there are times of trouble. And you look at physical gold. Physical gold is the way to go. But I think, you know, when you look at the interest rate scenario, definitely if you had dollar interest rates at 10%, there would be no interest in gold. 2% and 1.5%, there's no real opportunity cost from holding gold. So I think there is a very strong correlation.
I was talking with one business owner last night who said, I heard you banging on about the inverted yield curve for the past couple of days. And the question, is this really something I should be concerned about? Or is it just you as journalist exaggerating for effect and trying to make a story when there isn't one in the slow summer months? What's your view, Jeff?
No, my view is you're absolutely right. It is a big deal. As the fact is, we haven't seen this scenario since 2007, when we were at the peak of the, you know, junk bond scenario in the US, when, you know, mortgages were being sold to people who had no money, and that gave a boost to the US housing market and so on. But it was the first sign of a problem, and certainly those that did see the global financial crisis coming would point to that. So I'm not saying it's going to happen, but the gold price up 18% in the face of a strong dollar, in the face of a strong equity market, is strange and does suggest something unusual is on the horizon.
How high could gold go? Morgan Stanley is saying that if we see a deepening of the trade war with China, that we could see a US recession in as little as 3 quarters. How high could gold go in response?
Well, look, above 1550, if you look at the charts, the point of stiff resistance of 1550, above that, honestly, 1600 is the next stopping point. Then from 1600 to 1800, there's nothing there. If you look at the charts, there is no resistance. So 1800, I always said that I would never see the all-time high of 1920 that we saw in September 2011. I always said we would never see that again in my lifetime. I am getting older, but probably still a few years to go. It could be that we could see gold at 2000. I definitely think we could. I never thought I would actually see it in the DubaiEye studio and say that, but I do think there are enough things going on in the world and if you like, headwinds to the global economy that gold could make that move.
Well, you talk about those headwinds. There's the US-China trade war and the inverted yield curve. Those are the big economic stories. There's also the Argentina currency collapse. There's Brexit happening at the moment. And there's the unrest in Hong Kong. And you've just come back from Hong Kong. You were there on a business trip. How is that playing out in the gold market in Hong Kong, Jeff?
Well, look, the physical traders around the world are very smart. Traders, we tend to buy high and sell low, but the physical guys tend to sell high and buy low. And if you look at the gold price physically, it's attracting a lot of selling. Well, the mood there was okay, but it was a bit muted, as you can imagine. I actually arrived in the face of last Monday, just 30 minutes. I cleared the airport 30 minutes before they closed. Honestly, it wasn't that bad. It was more like being at a Spurs-Arsenal football match, to be honest with you. I actually quite enjoyed it. It was quite fun. But, you know, seriously, the implication of Hong Kong isn't really just that. It's because the US and China have got the trade war spat going on, and it doesn't do anything to improve that scenario, which, again, is bullish for gold.
You mentioned physical buying there. What could it mean for Diwali? Higher prices, will people still buy in the same way?
People will always buy it during Diwali and other festivals because that's what they do. They buy. The difference is if you've got a gold price at $1,500 versus $1,300, you buy less simply because of the price, but you will still buy it.
Finally, Jeff, this week, we've got a busy week, haven't we? Jackson Hole is happening it starts on Friday, doesn't it? This is the big gathering of central bank officials. You've got the head of the Fed is going to be there. What are we expecting from Jackson Hole?
Well, look, I mean, we're in the scenario of central banks around the world cutting interest rates fairly aggressively, trying to ward off GFC 2.
And so I GFC?
Think Global Financial Crisis 2. Because that's what the inverted yield curve is predicting. I think it's a very, very interesting weekend. All eyes will be on that gathering, and we're looking for signs and signals from central banks about monetary policy. Will they aggressively ease? Will they be conservative? I think the message will be rather conservative, but nevertheless, I think this focus on monetary easing rather than trying to rein in inflation is actually, once again, good for gold.
Jeff, great talk to you. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much indeed for joining us. Jeff Rhodes of Rhodes Precious Metals Consultancy.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.